handful of soil has over 5 to 7 billion organisms. It's speaking. You need sensitivity to listen. Land speaks. Tribal cultures in India, in Africa, in Americas, all they do is listen to the land. Modern societies are going through psychological deficiencies, mainly because of nutrient deficiency in the soil. Well, what's your name? Name. Huh? Nishika. It's very obvious that we are living, we are alive. Animals and birds which move are alive. But unfortunately, it took a long time for a whole lot of human population to realize plants are living. People always argued that plants are not living, they're just plants, simply because they don't walk around. They're in one place, so we think they're not living. And when you cut them, the blood is not red in color. There is a kind of blood of its own, but it's not red in color because… See, the human way of looking at life has been like this. Even among human beings who don't look like us, of a different color, of a different race or a different kind, people have treated them as not human beings, not even life. Hello? You heard of slavery, you heard of genocides in the world, all these terrible things. All this is… don't think it is happening because somebody has some evil intention. This is all it is. When your ability to perceive and experience is very limited, this is how you respond to life. Now, you don't look like me, so I think you're not life. So, human beings, at least now in the world, hopefully, it may not be in everybody's minds, but largely have started accepting each other as human beings, whatever color, race, size, shape, whatever they are. Animals, we're beginning to recognize them as life, but still I want you to know, every day over 200 million animals are slaughtered. Obviously, we don't think they are as much life as us, isn't it? Hello? If we recognize them as just as much life as us, we may have to kill something to eat, but 200 million animals per day is definitely not needed. Everybody knows it is much more than any human being can eat, but still we are doing that. So, wanton destruction of forests and lands have happened, but now that we have brought it to some control and people are beginning to understand trees and plants, plant life is also life. Now we're coming to soil. See, what do you think is soil as a material? If you take it in your hand, a handful of soil has over 5 to 7 billion organisms, anywhere between 50 to 75,000 species, over 1,000, you know, fungi and things like that. There are… it's too much life. So just because there are microorganisms, does it become alive? Then how have we become alive? Over 60% of this body is microorganisms, and that's how we are alive. So if this contains so many microorganisms and cells and we are alive, if that has the same thing, why is it not alive? Simply because it just lies there, it doesn't stand up and dance like you. Hello? Isn't it? That's the only problem, it doesn't speak up. But it's speaking. You need sensitivity to listen. The trees are speaking their own language. You need to listen to know this. Otherwise, only if somebody shouts in your ear, they are speaking, rest of the life is not speaking? No, every life is speaking in its own way. They're not saying unnecessary things like human beings, they're just saying what's needed for them. Land speaks. Any number of cultures in the world, both in India, tribal cultures in India, in Africa, in Americas, there are many, many people, all they do is listen to the land. Just listening to the land. If land was not alive, if the soil was not alive, how would it throw out so much life? So people have always been understanding soil as a bunch of chemicals, okay? Right now, modern agriculture has become like this, you throw nitrogen, you throw phosphorus, you throw this, it'll come up. Now, soil, what is beneath your feet? The area that you're sitting, okay, this is concreted or whatever, the area that you sit, just that 4 square feet of land, has more life beneath that than all the human beings who ever appeared on this planet. All the human beings for ages who have lived here, their number what it is, and the number of life microorganisms which are under you is much more. Is it speaking? Definitely it is. It is speaking its own language. Today, for example, this virus is there, all right, COVID virus, see? All your pretty faces I cannot see, it's all covered up with these masks. Mask is also pretty, it's pink and nice. But all this is happening. Today, the top doctors in the world are clearly saying this, and every basic doctor who's done some basic medicine understanding, they know upper respiratory infections, one becomes far more susceptible to that if you do not have vitamin C, calcium, B6, B12, vitamin A, vitamin E, copper, magnesium, iron. If you are deficient in this, you become far more susceptible to any respiratory infection. This is something that even a simple rudimentary doctor knows. Well, today, most of our both physiological and psychological ailments, one may not think how psychological ailments and soil are concerned. There is a whole lot of study today to show how modern societies are going through psychological deficiencies and problems, mainly because of nutrient deficiency in the soil. It is alive. Only because it's alive, it sustains this life. If you don't keep it alive, then, you know, in United States, generally people refer to soil as dirt. If that is dirt, we are all dirt bags. Hello? This is soil, isn't it? The food that we eat is coming from that, and we are here we are. Most people don't understand this till you bury them. Countless number of people who walked this planet before you and me, where are they? They're all topsoil. They all enrich the soil. We are benefiting from that. If we don't enrich the soil, future generations will not benefit from that. That's all we're talking about. Very alive. So in this country and in many nations, in many cultures, people always refer to soil as mother. We say thaimar, no? Even today, most farmers won't enter their land without bowing down because they recognize it as a living force. And because it is alive, that is why it nurtures life.